Mayor de Blasio is reassuring New Yorkers that the city's 911 dispatch system is good enough to protect them, even as fire unions are in open revolt.
That is our same 911 system that, thank God, in the overwhelming majority of situations functions very, very effectively. So that continues. Nothing will change on that front.
But fire unions say the system is riddled with misinformation and miscommunication that endangers their members and the general public. One union has given WNYC a trove of confidential documents and recordings that provide an unprecedented look at these problems. Our first report delved into the delayed response to a fire at a Staten Island convent in which a nun jumped out of a window to escape. Part two begins with investigative reporter Robert Garrity and WNYC's Bridget Bergen at the site of last December's Metro North train derailment in the Bronx.
On the morning of Sunday, December 1st, at the end of the Thanksgiving weekend, four cars of a Metro North train derailed on a steeply curved section of track near the Spuyten Duyvil station in the Bronx. Four people died, 11 were critically injured. Governor Cuomo held a press conference that afternoon on a scenic overlook on Palisade Avenue, the street that runs along the top of the cliff above the derailment site.
I want to thank all the first responders who have been heroic all day long.
No doubt, but a document obtained by WNYC, the dispatch ticket taken after one of the first 911 calls, shows that their heroic work may have started after a delay. The ticket from the 911 Unified Call-Taking System to the fire department reports a structural fire at 2501 Palisade Avenue. It describes how to get into the building and the types of apartments inside. And that's where eight fire units showed up first.
I thought it was odd.
Rebecca Sherman made one of the first 911 calls. She and her husband, Bill, live with their two daughters in an apartment at that address.
But I just assumed that they thought to come here first. I mean, I have to assume that once they pulled up and saw the slope behind my house that was not accessible, that they realized it and moved on to the right place.
Jim McGowan of the Uniformed Fire Officers Association says that inaccurate information caused a delay.
When the company's responding and everything, it's usually like a couple of minutes. And what happened on the Metro North was over a 7-minute response when the units had arrived to the scene.
A fire department spokesman says no one has complained about the response time until now. He said everyone knew the incident was a derailment. The union has been so concerned about the unified call-taking system, which was installed in 2009, that they filed a grievance against the city a year later in 2010, along with the union representing rank-and-file firefighters. Investigative reporter Robert Garrity explains the union's position, which is that
it is causing an impact on the safety of their members. And so for that reason, they believe that this should have been bargained by the city with the unions.
Joshua Zuckerberg, a lawyer for the Fire Officers Union in the grievance proceeding, says he knows some city officials think the unions are just fighting to protect jobs. But he says that's not the case this time.
The issue for us is it's critical to our jobs in fighting fires to receive complete, accurate information.
Without that information, Zuckerberg says the union members face serious risks. Before the UCT system, 911 operators would immediately send fire-related calls to fire dispatchers trained to ask questions specifically for fire department emergencies. With the UCT system, 911 operators conduct that initial interview. They work for the police department, and Zuckerberg acknowledged that the UCT system has created a new battle in the turf wars between the police and fire departments.
Instead of working together to address and remedy those problems, there's silos that have developed, and I think finger-pointing and just each department trying to protect their own jurisdiction.
But the problem with UCT has raised such alarm that the city's public advocate, Letitia James, sent a letter to First Deputy Mayor Tony Shores more than a month ago, urging him to scrap unified call taking altogether. The letter says, quote, "The system is severely and dangerously flawed." That's based on her own review of some UCT correction documents.
And, you know, they range from 14-minute delays to incorrect addresses and improperly categorized emergencies, all of which lead to higher response times and leave our emergency personnel ill-prepared to do their jobs. And so, again, I think this is a matter of public safety.
James says the city should return to the old system, when all fire and medical calls were sent directly to a borough-based fire alarm dispatcher.
I think that the UCT initiative should be discontinued as soon as possible.
The unified call-taking system is just one part of a wider upgrade that has run $1 billion over budget and years behind schedule. Mayor de Blasio ordered a halt to the upgrade this week, but ordered no changes in operational procedures, pending a 60-day review. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.